Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The City of Fairbanks-led group is working a plan to foreclose on the Polaris Hotel building with the ultimate goal of demolishing the ailing downtown high-rise. Group officials say they're raising money to purchase a loan owed by the building's owner. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
City Councilman David Prus announced Monday that the Polaris Building Work Group is more than halfway along on a fundraising effort that'll be used as part of a plan to demolish the old hotel. After years of unsuccessful attempts by the city to get its owner to clean it up or knock it down, Prus told fellow council members at the end of Monday's meeting that the work group is raising money to buy a note from a lender who loaned Polaris owner Mark Marlowe $130,000. He says the group had to get the deal done quickly because the note was scheduled to expire next Tuesday.
We had an option to purchase the note with $15,000 down. Is for $130,000 and it expires on May 15th.
Prus says the work group entered into a contract with the lender to buy the notes, starting with a $15,000 down payment. And he says the Downtown Association of Fairbanks paid the lender $5,000 to extend the note through the end of the year. He says that boosted the cost to buy the note to $135,000. And he says the group's members have raised more than half the remaining amount needed to buy the note.
To date, we have either raised or have people commit, organizations commit, approximately about $70,000 so far. So we're about $55,000 out.
Downtown Association Executive Director David Vandenberg says his organization plays the role of aggregator of donations and sponsorships, which it then passes along to the city.
We're just an aggregator of community support for getting rid of the Polaris building. And it's a long game, but this is a really important, fairly large step.
Prus says the work group is fundraising because the city's tight budget doesn't have $130,000 to spare. He said Tuesday that buying the note will give the city a legal basis for demolishing the Polaris, the tallest building in town that was condemned in 2012 due to contamination and safety problems.
We can purchase a note and then foreclose on the Polaris building.
City officials have been trying unsuccessfully for years to get Marlowe to do something about the derelict 11-story structure that was built in 1952. Prus says he's never spoken to Marlowe and doesn't know what he thinks of the city's plans, but he says at this point, after so many disappointing efforts by the city to come to some kind of agreement with Marlowe, it's not necessary to confer with him about the demo plan.
It's beside the point.
Marlowe did not return phone calls and emails Tuesday to his Anchorage-based development company. Prus says the Downtown Association is collecting donations from those who'd like to contribute to the effort. He says the work group hopes to be able to secure the note before the end of the year and to move ahead on demolishing the Polaris as soon as possible thereafter. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Local knowledge is becoming more important to scientists analyzing climate change in the north. University of Alaska Fairbanks climatologist Brian Brettschneider tells the Alaska Energy Desk information from communities is no longer considered an afterthought.
But it really has become an integral part to studying remote areas in Alaska and all of the Arctic North.
Brettschneider points to certain questions best answered by local people.
Where does an ice jam form? Where and when does the sea ice set up? When does river breakup occur?
Brettschneider stresses the importance of mutual respect between scientists and community members. A hiker who has traversed many of the lower 48's toughest routes plans to take on the Brooks Range this summer. Carrot Quinn has hiked the Pacific Crest, Continental Divide, and other extended routes in the West. Quinn, who grew up in Anchorage, says she's always wanted to get back to Alaska for a long-distance trip.
I've been planning this trip across the Brooks Range for a couple years, and a friend and I are going to hike across the Alaskan Arctic from the Alaska-Yukon border to the Chukchi Sea. It's about 1,000 miles. We'll be on foot for the first 700, and the last 300 will be in inflatable kayaks.
Quinn is prepared extensively for the trek. She did a test hike in Gates of the Arctic National Park in 2016 and has consulted with Brooks Range Traverse veterans to design a unique route.
I had to create the route myself because too many people walking the same route can damage the tundra.
The trip will provide new material for Quinn's other passion, writing. She's authored a book and blogs extensively on a range of topics from the outdoors to social justice. Quinn plans to write throughout this summer's Brooks Range trek. She says she'll use her online presence to inspire support for Indigenous people working to protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
To try and shift resources and shift attention to these groups that don't get as much attention or are more invisible.
Quinn says she also hopes the trip can open up the wilderness experience to a range of people who have not traditionally been part of the outdoors community.
I'm a queer woman, and my hiking partner is a trans woman, which is really cool because in the outdoors community in general, there just are not very many trans people, and the queer community as well, there are not a lot of queer people in the outdoors. So visibility around that feels really good to me.
Quinn and her hiking partner are scheduled to fly into their start point near the Alaska-Yukon border June 15th. The Alaska Fire Service and U.S. Army are planning to burn dead grass and other vegetation on training ranges in the Fairbanks North Pole area. The prescribed fires target areas east of Eielson Air Force Base and Fairbanks. A release says prescribed burns will be conducted when conditions permit through the end of the month and when winds will direct smoke away from populated areas. All fires will be monitored until they're out. I'm Dan Bross.